Action is what squelches anxiety. Action is what delivers you from depression. Action is what takes you to the next level in your life. Take action. Welcome to another episode of Think Like a Champion. This is a podcast. It is a community dedicated to helping you win in every way and enjoy every day. I want to thank everyone who's written a review or shared this podcast on social media. I appreciate you partnering with me to help expand our community of champions. We want this community to grow and grow and grow and see more and more people take their lives back and rise to their true worth and their true purpose. So today we're going to get right into the content. I call this Awakening the Champion Within You. Awaken the champion within you, however you want to take it. But every one of us has greatness inside of us. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. So no matter what this world throws at you, there's something greater inside of you. That's not just God, it's also the you inside of you. And the you inside of you needs to develop. The God inside of you is already fully developed. God himself lives in you by the Holy Spirit. But the you inside of you needs to develop, and you have the power to do it. Every one of us right now, we have unique abilities, we have unique skills, we have unique personalities, we have a unique purpose and destiny. Doesn't matter if you're 30, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, it doesn't matter. It is the undeveloped resources in your mind and in your heart that counts. The undeveloped resources in this earth are the greatest resources physically that God created. In the earth is where all the gold is. In the earth is where all the oil is. In the earth, underneath everything is where the diamonds are. It's where all of the wealth is, but God put it in there to give us an illustration of how we have to dig it out in order to use electricity, in order to use money to trade, whether it's gold or silver or precious diamonds or stones or metals, whatever it is something that has to be dug out from the deep. You know, there's a leader in you. There is a business owner in you, perhaps, a great salesman deep on the inside of you, an inventor, an artist on the inside of you. There's something greater inside of you than you've tapped into, and we're going to start tapping into it. It's a process, but you got to dig deep to find it. One of my favorite verses, and you've heard me talk about this passage in Luke chapter 5, where it says, one day Jesus was standing by the lake and the people were crowding around him listening to the word of God. And it says, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. So they were done fishing, they were washing their nets, and he got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, who we now is later known as Peter, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and he taught the people from the boat. And then it says in verse 4, when he finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water, launch out into the deep. I love this verse because it has so much symbolism and it has so much adventure and it has so much growth and potential and wealth. Launch out into the deep, he said, and let down your nets for a catch. Now, of course, they hadn't caught anything all night. In fact, Peter says that in verse 5. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard, we've toiled all night and haven't caught anything. We have caught nothing. Anybody feel like that sometimes? You caught nothing but a cold. You caught nothing but COVID. The last 3 years, you caught nothing but a hard time with somebody. You know, you caught the bad end of life. Hey, it doesn't matter what you've caught up to this point. What matters is what you're going to catch with Jesus. And he says, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. We fished all night and caught nothing, but at your word, I'll let down the nets. And when they had done so, woo, I love it. Jesus gives them a word. They act on it. And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled up both boats so full that both of the boats began to sink. This is incredible net breaking, boat sinking, logic defying greatness that is available to each and every one of us when we are willing to go into the deep, and when we're willing to dig deep, and when we're willing to, well, in this case with Peter, he had to go against his comfort zone. He had to go against his learned knowledge of the fishing industry, that they fished all night and caught nothing. And you know what else he had to do? He had to be willing to not give up, because he caught nothing, but Jesus says, let's go deeper. And sometimes in our lives, we haven't caught anything. We haven't gotten any fruit in our lives. We haven't gotten anything that we're proud of yet. And we haven't gotten to the core of what we're created for. And so what does Jesus say? Hey, it's okay. Just go deeper. You know, you can go deeper in a lot of ways. You can go deeper by doing the hard work on yourself. We call it mastering our emotions, mastering our self, self-mastery. You can dig deeper, and you can discover more of what's in you by praying and asking God to reveal it. You can discover more of what is in you by defying logic and defying your previous experiences. Because so often we rely on, well, it never worked for me in the past, so I'm not going to try it again. Or I failed 7 times, so I'm not going to try an 8th time. But the truth is that if you would realize that it's up to you to awaken that greatness inside of you, that champion inside of you, praying. You know, there's a heavenly language the Bible offers and God gives called the language of praying in tongues. And not everybody is familiar with that gift, but we have to realize that God has given us gifts that we don't always understand sometimes, because there's a reason why we need those gifts to go deeper in our lives. Maybe you can go deeper by having someone interview you to find out what's deep inside of you. Have an appointment with a life coach if you can afford one that is actually got good things to share and has evidence that it worked in their lives. Get a time with a therapist. Have them draw it out of you, but do something. Have someone ask you, or ask yourself, what will it take for me? What will it take to discover and pull out the greatness that's inside of me? It's going to require, and I hope you'll stay with me while I use this word in a loose way and use it as a metaphor, but it's going to require a boss. You're going to need a boss that is utterly heartless to rule over you. And that boss is inside of you. You're the boss. There is no boss in this world that you want to have the ability to demand more from you than you do from yourself. If there is another boss out there that demands more from you than what you demand for yourself, now you've located where you have opportunity for growth. Think about that for a moment. That if somebody else can get more out of you than you can get out of yourself, then you're not digging deep enough by yourself. You're not digging deep enough for yourself. Maybe sometimes we do need someone else to help bring out the best in us, but that should be an exception to the rule. What we really need is to be that man or to be that woman inside of us that just literally cracks the whip to get like a horse to run its fastest, to do its absolute best. Apologize to the animal lovers out there that don't like horse racing. But listen, there's got to be a jockey within you to ride you. There's got to be a champion mindset. There's got to be a boss in you that is so strict and demanding of yourself, the discipline that is needed to be great and to awaken the greatness inside of you. Now you say, well, I don't really want to do that. I don't want to work that hard. That's okay. Then Think Like a Champion isn't your podcast. This is not the community that's for you. Maybe you need a community to think less like than a champion. Maybe you need a community that thinks how to be a loser. And there probably are communities out there that are very welcoming and want you to be able to be good about being bad. And we're just not good with that. Like, you can be great because greatness is inside of you. You know, so often we criticize education or we praise it too much. We criticize it too much or we praise it too much. But I want you to understand something about education, real education. Now, you can find what I'm about to say with real education. You can find it in schools, some schools, but you don't need a school to find it. You can find things in a school, in a college, but you don't need a college to find what I'm about to tell you, the kind of education I'm about to talk to you about. I'm not minimizing college, and nor am I glorifying it. But the goal of education is not knowledge. Listen, the goal of education is not knowledge. The goal of learning something, learning anything, is not knowledge. The goal of education is action. Listen, action is what squelches anxiety. Action is what delivers you from depression. Action is what takes you to the next level in your life. Take action. That's what education is for. The goal of education isn't knowledge. The goal of education is action. If you just have a head full of knowledge, but you're taking no action, you missed the education. You might know a lot of things in your head, but haven't we all met somebody that seems to know everything but doesn't ever do anything? Maybe you've been that person, but we all know somebody like that. They seem to know everything. You bring up any topic and they seem to be able to just commandeer the conversation and just talk for a half hour, 30, 60 minutes, an hour, 20, 2 hours, 20 hours. We all know this to be true. What do we all think about that when we meet somebody or know somebody and we're in the proximity of somebody who does that? We think we want to get the heck out of there as fast as possible, right? Am I right? And change the subject. Talk to somebody else. Why? Because there's something inside of us that is resistant and that opposes and has a distaste for knowledge without action. Action, action. There's this great verse in the book of Daniel. I think it's chapter 11, and it says, "You will be strong and you will take action." He says, "You will be strong and you will take action." Take action. The strong take action. The mighty take action. People that get things done, people that make an impact, make a difference, they take action. Okay, now listen, here's a story in Genesis chapter 40, and I'll be quick with this story because I want to get to the next point as well. But in Genesis chapter 40, we remember Joseph, after being thrown in a pit by his brothers, then sold into slavery in Potiphar's house, and then he ends up in prison with the baker, right, and with the cupbearer that tests the wine for the king. So we have a baker and we have a cupbearer, and both of them have dreams, and they ask Joseph to interpret their dreams, and he does interpret their dreams. This is all in Genesis chapter 40, verses 9 through 20. But the baker, his dream, he had a basket on his head, His hope, his idea, his mindset was only in his head. His hope was only in his head. He said, "I had a dream and there was a basket on my head." His hope was only in his head. Guess what happened? He was killed. The cupbearer had a cup in his hand. In his dream, he had a cup in his hand. The cupbearer had a cup in his hand. He reached out to serve. The baker had a basket on his head. He only had head knowledge. The cupbearer had a cup in his hand. He had action. He reached out to serve. And guess what happened? He was promoted. He took his dream beyond his head and put it in his hands, and he prospered. Somebody needs to shout right now. He took his dream from his head and took his dream beyond his head, put the dream in his hands, and prospered. When you take action with your hands to serve, to build something, to offer and extend your friendship, to take the next step, to move something out of the way, to push up, to pull up, to do exercise, to do something physical, to do something that is generous, to give something with your hands. Think about what the hands do. We use our hands to work. We use our hands to build. We use our hands to dig. We use our hands to serve. We use our hands to invite, to touch, to heal, to embrace. It's powerful when we start taking action. You could say that you love someone, or you can hug them real tight. Which one is actually love? You could say you love someone and yet be angry at them all the time. Is that love? There's no action to back it up. You see, the goal of love is action. The goal, because love is a verb, the goal of love is an action. The goal of education is an action. The goal of thinking like a champion is action. You have ability. It's in there. You have greatness. It's in there. You have a champion. It's in there. But no one else can train it. No one else can develop it. Someone can inspire it and set it on fire, but you either quench the fire by refusing to act, or you stoke the fire by taking the next step. Wow. Now, when you think about that, taking action doesn't mean always taking the right action. Taking action means having the courage to step out and take action and be willing to make a mistake. And if we wait, courage isn't being fearless. Courage is having fear and taking action anyway. If you wait for courage, you're going to be waiting all your life. You're like the lion in The Wizard of Oz. He had it the whole time. He just didn't know it. He thought somebody had to give it to him. But really, the courage was demonstrated in his action to help Dorothy. Come on, somebody has got to know The Wizard of Oz. But this is why so many people get excited about working out at the beginning, somebody gets excited about praying or changing something, but the fire goes out and they feel like they've failed. And what you really need to do is realize you haven't failed. You just went forward a little. You just failed to bring out the boss within you. You are a boss. Everybody should get a shirt that says boss on it, because you're your own boss. No matter if you have a job at a company or corporation or not, it's up to you whether you get your job done well. It's up to you whether you take it to the next level. You have to bring out the boss in you to succeed. We have to attack every day in our lives. We have to attack it with the attitude to conquer it. You can do it. You're a king and a priest. Realize who you are. You're a son or daughter of God. I'll say a few more points here. Never, ever submit. This is how to awaken the champion within you. Never, ever submit to the thought. Submissiveness is an attitude of humility, and that's something we should have in all relationships. But never submit to the thought that someone else holds the key to your success. Never, ever, ever submit to the thought that somebody else holds the key to your success. Wow, we're making progress on this podcast today. I hope you're getting a hold of this. No one Do not submit to the thought that anyone else has the key to your success. You know why? Because the Bible says you have the key to your success, and it's in 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, which is the word for fear, but he has given us power, he has given us love, and he has given us discipline. Now, many people have translated that word for discipline as a sound mind. And I love the translation of a sound mind. But the most accurate translation of this word is the word discipline. And this is the secret to success in life, is realizing that it's not motivation that's going to keep you going. It's not inspiration that's going to keep you going. It's not new ideas that's going to keep you going. It's discipline. And the greater secret is that discipline is not something out there somewhere. Discipline is something that is in you. It's called the gift of discipline. It's a gift. You have the ability to be disciplined, but you have to use that gift. You have to put that gift into action and put it into operation. Discipline is not, does not just belong to people that are Navy SEALs or in the military or people that are strict in their lives. Discipline belongs to every one of us because God has given it to you as a gift. And when it's coupled with power, love, discipline gets you to the finish line. Discipline gets you to the next level. Discipline gets you to a place of success. Continuing at something and staying at something, whether you feel like it or not, that's discipline. Having non-negotiables about your emotional health, having non-negotiables about your physical health, having non-negotiables about your financial health, having non-negotiables about your family health. I love what the Passion Translation says about this verse, which is a great translation, but it says, "For God will never give you the spirit of fear, but the Holy Spirit, who gives you mighty power and love and self-control." So people that say, "I don't have any self-control, I come around food, I don't have any self-control going to the gym, I don't have any self-control," that's the lie. Because the Bible says, God says, he's given you self-control. Now, you're choosing not to exercise that self-control. You're choosing not to use that gift called self-control or discipline, but God has given it to you just as much as he's given it to me and to everybody else. Amplified goes on to say, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline, the abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control." God's given you that power, love, self-control, a sound mind. Wow, this is great. Unless you develop mental discipline and self-discipline, it goes beyond working out physically. It goes beyond working at your job. It's working out your mind. It's working out your body. It's stretching your thinking. It's coming up with new ideas and writing out plans to fulfill those ideas. It's your creativity. It's your expectations of yourself. This is what you have to develop. Develop creativity by studying it and becoming creative. Post stuff on social media that is creative and takes risks at challenging the way people think and inspiring people and encouraging people. That's just such a small example of a way that you can develop creativity. Take a class. Say, I'm not really creative. Take a class on creativity. Guess what? You're going to become creative. Why? Because that power is already inside of you. You're just choosing to awaken it or keep it sleeping. How many put the snooze button on your abilities? You push the snooze button on your power. You push the snooze. You put the snooze, push the snooze button on your willingness to become your greatest boss within you and push yourself beyond your limits. I want to encourage you and inspire you to be your own boss. Doesn't mean you have to quit your job. Be your own boss at being the best at your job. Be your own boss by being disciplined at your job. Be your own boss by having a good attitude. Be your own boss by developing others at your job. Don't be afraid of losing your job by developing others, because if you're a person who knows how to develop others or who is practicing the art of developing others, you will always get promotion in your life. Well, I don't know, guys, if we have more time, but I'll say this about self-mastery, because I've spoken on this verse many times, but I want to just say it again. Proverbs 16:32, better is a man who rules his own spirit, who rules his own temper, than one who captures a city. What a mighty feat to capture a city. But to master yourself, that's mightier. And the pain of self-mastery is nothing compared to the pain of the regret that you'll have for not mastering yourself in life. The rewards, there's two pains we can choose: the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. The pain of discipline has amazing rewards. The pain of regret, both of them have results. The pain of discipline has amazing rewards. The pain of regret has punishment, condemnation, guilt, disappointment. So whatever you've regretted up to this point, start right now. One day or day one, you get to choose. Is the best version of you going to happen one day? Or is the best version of you going to happen in day one, beginning with day one? Choose one day or day one. Everybody that says one day, that one day never really comes. But everybody that says day one, it's come. And day one comes and day two will follow. Just start with that. So no matter what happens, no matter what is said and done, we have to master. I've mentioned this a few times. We'll get into this on our next podcast, maybe in more detail. But the man who can master his temper, the woman that can master her temper, her tongue, her appetite and spending, a man that can master his temper, his tongue, his appetite, and his spending will rise to the top. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you that every person connected here is a champion and has the champion within them. I pray right now that you would show them how great you've made them to be on the inside, and they would take the next step to discipline themselves, to take the action necessary to become the best version of themselves and to live for your glory in every day they live. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thanks for joining me today on Think Like a Champion. Please share this. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And thank you to those of you who give. You can have an opportunity to give, to pay it forward. If this encouraged you, if this inspired you, we're not selling things on this podcast. We're not trying to advertise products. We're trying to change lives. And by paying it forward, by giving, and taking a moment to give right now, you're helping this community enlarge and get more people to become champions and think like champions, because we are expanding our community of champions. Thank you for taking a moment to give. You can go to lifechangerschurch.com/give. lifechangerschurch.com/give should be on your screen, and you can give and plant a seed, get a harvest, pay it forward. Thanks again for joining me today. I can't wait to see you next week on Think Like a Champion, because that's who you are.